You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hello.
Yeah.
Technology.
Take off.
Rest in peace.
Are you guys in timeout?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Billy, you would not believe the day we had today on the Dan Le Batard show.
With Stu Gunn's.
Sans Le Batard show.
Yeah.
We're Friday? Currently in the studio. Yes, Friday. We're currently in the side studio trying to record Mystery Crate on very unset up equipment. How do we sound?
Sound fine. It's weird. When are they going to start? Are we allowed to tell people we're moving soon? Like, when are they going to start actually taking apart the equipment?
We actually did just record a segment about that for today's show.
Today Friday or today Thursday?
Today Friday. And it is happening soon. Within weeks. Mere weeks.
Sooner than you think, Billy.
This is probably the last time we'll record anything from this weird closet where you can hear the Clevelander club music playing in the background.
Yeah. Can you hear, Billy?
I'm going to miss it.
I can hear you. You're a little low.
Can you hear the bass, though?
No, I can't. That I can't.
You can't hear
that. I can't hear. No. So what happened today?
Well, I'm also an engineer. So
yesterday.
Yesterday.
As well as a producer. Hmm.
Where to begin?
Can you make buildings?
We started the day in our pre-show meeting, and Dominique Foxworth showed up, which was nice.
Yeah.
It was great.
How did that work? He just walked into the building?
I walked in. Chris said, Dominique's outside. Go get him. And then I walked outside. He wasn't there. And then I was like, what are you talking about? And then Taylor got him. So that's how it happened.
Yeah.
But did he just show up or did he tell anyone he was going?
He's on vacation here for spring break, but I don't know if somebody cleared it with him.
Right? I don't know who knew he was coming before he arrived.
It seemed like Chris Cody set it up, RAP.
Why RAP? Right.
Because he's RAP.
He's all AP.
Yeah. Oh, I thought he said RAP.
I heard.
All right.
I heard.
My bad.
Reigning in power.
I was like, why? Because he's stuck recording that segment right now.
No, new EP. Sorry.
The fun and games of being an EP also comes with the downside, which is that you have to EP recordings that aren't like the fun group stuff. Yeah. So that's currently what Chris is doing.
Yes.
What are the fun and games of it, though?
Playing Get Off My Plane instead of Fanfare.
Yeah, that is fun. That is fun.
Chris was a star. He was a star today. I wasn't here Monday and Tuesday, but
he did well.
It started with a lot of Get Off My Plane.
God, I gotta listen back then. I probably would laugh.
Billy did a good job of continuing the anarchy, as he said in that spot on Wednesday.
Right. I didn't do anything.
You're an engineer.
I was not engineering.
No, Roy, you just set us up in this weird closet for Mystery Crate, so I think you get lots of credit for that, because I don't know what.
Has anybody ever looked up in this room?
No.
Whoa.
Ew.
There's like,
why is it here?
It's like industrial exposed wiring and plumbing.
And concrete.
It looks like there's a pipe that looks like a cast. You see it right there?
The white one?
It looks like it has duct tape on it.
That's not great.
It definitely does.
Billy, have you ever looked up in here?
I have, because I used to be the music dome. While it's a dump to every one of you, it will always hold a special place in my heart.
Where you almost killed Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Billy, do you have a favorite Clevelander memory? We were kind of talking about some of ours on the show today. I don't know if anyone really had any, but do you have one?
It's going to be weird leaving there, right? Because like, as much as everybody complains about it, like we were there like a really long time, and I didn't think until like recently, like how long we actually were there for.
How
I feel
long
like
was
we,
it?
We were there like, I think that we moved there like 2015 or something. So we were there like, we've been there like 8 years now. If we did in fact move there in like 2015. So
did you guys do heat stuff here at the Clevelander, like for the big three, or was that over still at the old studio?
No, that's 790.
No, that was at 790. It's funny. So like, I think that the reason, from what I hear the stories Dan tells, the reason that they built that studio there, part of the reason was because of LeBron and the Heat. And then like, so they agreed on it, they start building whatever. And then LeBron leaves to Cleveland before the studios are even done, but we're already like committed. We're there. So LeBron signed or went back to Cleveland while they were building like this ESPN base down here, because it was the center of basketball for a while. And I guess they thought more basketball people were going to be coming down here.
That's amazing.
And then the reason for basketball to be down here left. Yeah.
Wow.
That's
Is
a
that
nugget.
True? That's fascinating.
That's a great nugget.
LeBron, yeah.
If that's
man,
the truth, I don't
LeBron
know.
Underpaid.
They also tried to force ESPN Deportes into the
Jorge
studio.
Ramos y su banda.
Oh, I know those stories.
Jorge Ramos.
And his band, Roy. Don't ever forget.
Don't forget the band. That wasn't that bad. I don't know why everybody... Can I just say something? Like, there are... it was almost like, at the time, it felt like it was like a bother that they were there. And it's like, there's so many people in this studio now. It's so crowded. I can't believe that there's like four people across the hall now. Like, how are we supposed to do our show? And like, we have vastly so many more people now in the studio than we ever did before when there was too many people. Like, it's strange.
When I started working here, it was 2 years ago, and it was like right after COVID. Like, you guys hadn't really been coming in still. You were still doing the show on Zoom a lot. And the office had cubicles set up.
Mm-hmm.
And
what?
Yeah. I know. Imagine picturing
where the build,
that.
Like, where all the stuff
How is that
right
possible?
Here was all cubicles.
Yeah.
That's a nightmare.
And when we did Freedom, that was kind of, when I think of the Clevelander, I'll always think of Freedom. That was,
those.
We spent the night here.
Yeah. Those cubicles were for Jorge Ramos and his bands. Like, yeah. That's where their workstations were.
The whole band
like
took
they set
all the cubicles.
They not really. There was only like three of them. And then there was like the on-air personality people that would like come, but they just like come in with like suits or whatever. But they'd get the show was like at like 6 o'clock at night or something, right? So the poor TV crew, they got there at like 7 a.m. or whatever to start like for the radio show. And then they were working, I think, like 13-hour days because it was the same crew. And they were done at like 8 o'clock at night because it was radio show, then Highly Questionable, then Around the Horn if Around the Horn was there. And then they had to set up for the band or for, yeah, Highly Questionable.
Really. I think Jorge Ramos was 4 to 7.
Maybe.
I think it was an afternoon show.
Possibly.
Yeah, it was 4 to 7 because I used to leave later than everybody that was on the show. And yeah, as I was leaving, they were actually doing the show. And I was trying not to disturb anybody getting through to the exit.
It's weird to try to tell people like how the setup was for like HQ and stuff. Like, I feel like people wouldn't believe this if they saw it.
The first time I ever went in that room was like exactly 2 years ago, because I remember because Amin was fasting for Ramadan and he is currently fasting again. Mm-hmm. And we were in the room sitting on like these swivel chairs having like a Metal Arc meeting. Do you guys remember that? And there was still like a stage set up for the HQ desk and lights and stuff like that. It was weird.
Yeah.
This is super inside, but like, you know where the door to the studio is, then there's Dan's door, then there's that little door where Lewis has like that office set up.
Yes.
Okay, so in that little tiny hallway of like 4 feet, there was a massive camera that used to sit all the way in the back close to Dan's room.
Yep.
And it would just sit there, and that was the TV camera that would film everything. So when you had to like walk through the studio, you had to like inch yourself back because there was like 6 inches of space behind, what was my guy's name, Billy? The camera operator.
There was a couple. There was Arnaldo.
No.
That was like the main guy. There's Chino who was there. There was Doug. But Doug wasn't there when you were there, I don't think. Doug was like touring something.
No,
I don't remember where Doug
was. It was
Doug
a Hispanic
went.
Guy, young Hispanic guy.
Was Chino. Yeah, it was Chino.
He was kind of the taller one that had like side gigs, right?
Yeah.
No, that was Kendry. That was Kendry.
Kendry.
Dude, Kendry was my guy. Yeah.
His guy.
Kendry was my guy. But the thing is that Kendry was also big in like the reggaeton community. So like, he was constantly needing to go on tour with Nati Natasha. So like, he would leave and go do that. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's funny to Tony.
And clearly is none of the rest of us left.
Three other people. But that's a true story, though. It's not even a joke.
Makes it funny.
Mm-hmm. Well, you seem like you have a lot of fond memories, Tony.
I do. Actually, my fondest memory, when you ask me what I think of the Clevelander, I don't even think of something show-related. It's something that I said on the show the first time I ever met Dan, and it was a one-way thing, right? The first time I met Dan, not the first time Dan met me. So we were here, and I was working at 790 as a promotion assistant, so I would go to... like car lots and like places to like promote the station, right? So I would
Williams and Cadillac.
Exactly. I would carry a wheel with me and like free t-shirts and stuff.
Is that Roy doing Zaslow?
No, that's
Joe Zagacki. Oh, Joe Zagacki.
Williams and Cadillac.
I still don't know.
If you gotta go, you gotta go Arrigo. Arrigo Isuzu.
Williams and is Miami.
So we were here for back in the day, Bobby had like different Father's Day events and stuff and like stuff for spring break. So we had like it was like a crossover between like a catwalk fashion weekend kind of thing here at the Clevelander. And we were standing right downstairs. So you know where we're literally sitting right on top of it right now. The stage, you know how you can walk into where the Cleveland is and like on the backside where Kush is now?
Uh-huh.
There's like a door. And then if you look right next to the door, there's a ashtray attached to the door.
Yeah.
We can go down and see it after we're done. Because back in the day when people used to smoke, you would ash the stuff right there.
What?
Yeah. So I'm at this thing. There's a million people coming around. I'm a huge fan of Dan and the show and Bobby and everybody. So I'm like, oh, wow. Like, look, there's Dan. I'm in a 790 shirt. Like, maybe I can say what's up to him. Be like, hey, I'm a big fan. Like, whatever. So Dan's coming from where the kitchen is.
Uh-huh.
Behind the stage. And I'm standing right next to the door where we were letting people in that were working there or whatever. So as Dan's approaching, I can see him like 5 feet away, 4 feet away. He's coming right to me. And I'm about to say, like, Dan, huge fan, like, whatever, give him like my little 5 second spiel. And Dan at the time was smoking a cigar. Hold on, I'm gonna wait to.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Random people just joined the Zoom.
What exactly is going on?
Wait, is that Juan that works with us?
I don't know. Oh my god, I think I know what Billy did.
Billy,
no.
Billy, yeah, he's not even there anymore. Billy's
out. Wait, he did not.
He posted Billy did it. Not
did
do
he
this.
Tweet the Zoom link?
Anyways, to get
if
back to my
Billy
story.
Billy did this.
He's a son of a. Okay. Anyways.
What?
Even I'll say it.
Wait,
evil
wait,
cat.
What?
Evil cat.
Should we let someone in?
He did. Do it.
No, he for sure
he
did.
He really just left
he
us.
He for sure did.
Okay, you're looking at a waiting room.
Do you think he meant
room.
To do stupidity?
Oh.
He did. He tweeted Zoom with Stu Gotts and tweeted our link.
Oh,
should we just let these people in?
No.
Yes, yeah, start letting them. Okay,
no.
Long story short, before we let people in. Long story short, Dan's coming. I'm going to give my 5 second speech. Thank you for everything you do. I'm a big fan, whatever. Dan is not looking. He's looking the other way, smoking a cigar. He goes to ash the cigar in the ashtray next to the door and ashes it on my shirt.
No!
No!
He didn't. And I was never able to like say what's up to
and
him.
And you still worked for this man?
And here we are.
That's
wow.
The playoffs have started in basketball and hockey, and there's really only one way that I can enjoy it. For me, drinking Miller Lite while the action is going on makes the game that much more exciting and that much more delicious. A lot has changed over the years, but one thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. So what do you look for in a light beer? Great taste or less filling? For me, it's great taste and less filling. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right at your door, visit MillerLite.com/crate, C-R-A-T-E. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
All right, so here's what we should do.
They think they're about to join Stu Gotts and Billy, and it's Roy, Jerbear, and Tony. They're probably going to ask, like, I guess...
Let's answer it like
NFL
Stu
questions.
I don't know what they're doing.
Should we do
stupidity? I don't know what today's Zoom is.
Let's do stupidity. Let's let someone in.
All right,
just start letting people in.
This is going to be...
Let's start
from the beginning.
Let everybody in at once. Let everybody
in. Everybody admit all.
Admit all. Admit all.
No, don't
there's
admit
no
all.
Way.
One at a time.
We got to do one at a time. Let's start
Tony.
With
terrible idea.
All right, let's start here.
Jerbear under the bus.
We're admitting one.
Hey, buddy. Welcome to God Bless Football, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
No Juan?
Oh, he left.
Nobody.
And we have a Juan Lopez who is sitting with no connection to audio.
All right, kick him out. Let's get somebody else in here.
We got to kick somebody out.
Sorry, Juan.
Let's kick this man out of here.
Yeah.
Sorry. I hate doing this, but we're putting him back in the waiting room.
Oh, this is a dangerous game. I would say.
Chris. I would
one
say.
One of the most dangerous.
One of the most dangerous.
Thank you.
Hey, turn on your radio.
Roll up your window.
What's going on?
Hey,
welcome to God Bless Football.
What's up, buddy?
How's it going?
Good.
What are your football questions, buddy?
Well, I'm not going to lie. I just saw Billy's tweet and joined this, had no idea what was going on.
You got to come strong with a question, buddy.
Yeah, let's get a question.
How are the Steelers going to do this year?
That's a great question, man. Jess.
They've made some exciting free agency signings. We've got a new guard from the Eagles coming in, Isaac Simalo. Kenny Pickett, it's going to be a great year for Kenny Pickett to grow and develop as the Steelers franchise quarterback. I have good vibes about the Steelers. And Lamar Jackson not being in the division, potentially, opportunity.
Oh, very exciting. Yeah, I'm a big Steelers fan.
So talk about the Steelers.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, hey, no problem. Buddy. Appreciate you.
Have a good one.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks. See you, buddy. All right, next.
Let's see. Who should we let in next?
That guy.
Michael's iPhone.
iPhone
2.
All right. Let's let him in.
Can't believe Billy did this to us.
It seems like something he would do on purpose to be.
Hey, buddy, go ahead. Michael. What's your question, buddy?
What's going on? I just wanted to say hi. Happy opening day. That's all. Appreciate you guys.
Man. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, all right, buddy.
What jersey right there? Cubs.
Yes, we got a Cubs fan.
Wow, hey, Cubs.
Represent.
Let's go.
Who's on the mound today for the Cubbies in their opener?
Who's on the mound today? Stroman. Marcus Stroman, my guy.
Marcus Stroman.
Wow. There we go.
But I'm always repping Ben Zobrist, the captain, 2016 World Series MVP. That's my guy. Always my guy.
Ben Zobrist. There you go.
Yes. Thanks,
Michael.
Buddy. Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate you guys.
We've talked about Ben Zobrist a lot the last few weeks.
We have more probably
than any other radio show off air, though.
Ooh. Yeah, it's all been off air.
If you ever need someone to talk Ben Zobrist, about him.
We
right
love
here.
Ben Zobrist.
Yeah, we love
Ben Zobrist
around these parts.
All right, thanks, buddy.
All right, appreciate y'all.
Later, buddy. Thanks, buddy.
God bless football.
God bless baseball.
God bless baseball.
Are we doing the God bless baseball? Should we make this God bless baseball and just steal that from?
Sure.
From Billy.
Let's do it. All right, who should
I'm
we
stuck
let
in character,
next?
Buddy. Sorry.
Bye, buddy.
Adios.
All right, who's next? That guy.
This guy?
Yeah sure. Brian right. Belly.
I feel like we'll have better chances with people with pictures on their Zoom. Like,
oh, that's
it's
a good
very
one.
Like Zoom savvy to have mm-hmm. a Zoom photo.
I think you're right.
Or it's just linked to their Google account.
What's up, buddy?
Sure.
Talk to
hey,
us.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Buddy.
Zoom, baby. Zoom, zoom.
Oh,
zoom,
different show, buddy.
Zoom, zoom, buddy.
No, this is zoom, zoom.
No, this is God Bless Baseball. What's up,
buddy? God Bless Baseball.
Oh, God Bless Baseball. Even better. I thought it's finally a reality.
What's your question, buddy?
All right. Do you think the Padres are going to take over the NL West for good, or are the Dodgers going to be right back to it?
Absolutely, buddy.
God bless baseball.
God bless baseball.
I wasn't prepared for a baseball question, to be honest.
It's opening day. Yesterday was opening day.
Get yourself prepared.
Yeah, well, today's opening day.
No,
today. Yesterday.
Today's Friday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is Mystery Craig, buddy.
Yeah, Mystery Craig, yeah.
Mystery Craig, God bless baseball.
Yeah, yesterday, yeah.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Mystery See you later, baseball. Buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
God bless everything.
Yep.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless baseball.
Can't believe Billy and Stu do this every week. No wonder Billy's always editing
they,
stupidity.
They let all of them
Sounds
in,
insane.
Though. They let everybody in.
At all at once?
Time. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Really?
100%.
No
if
way.
If you go on Zoom Zoom right now, Billy sends us the link, we should do that. We should go on
We
their
should go
link.
On theirs?
Huh. Yes, the last couple. Buddy, you there?
Oh, hey,
yes.
Buddy.
Hey, there. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
Not much. How's it going?
Good. What's your question, buddy?
I don't really got one. I just clicked on the link, see what's going on.
Oh, well, you're here. God bless
Good
baseball,
choice.
Buddy.
God
bless
are
baseball.
You in a, yeah. Are you in a school right now? Where are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'm on my way to class.
Attaboy.
Oh, my Purdue. Goodness.
What, get your education.
You go to Purdue?
Yeah.
What Boiler class up, is buddy. It? Engineering class?
It's a biology class.
Oh,
that sucks. Look at that.
You should skip it, buddy.
Yeah.
Trains, man.
Okay, tell your band that I hate your stupid drum. That drum's not even big.
Yeah.
The drum's yeah. not even big.
You're like, oh, this drum's so big. No, it's not.
Small ass drum.
We'll see. Yeah, I'll walk by a little later, so I'll go tell
him.
Let him know.
Tell yeah, the drum I said.
Know.
Thanks,
you know
buddy.
Who said it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
See you later, buddy.
Bye, cool.
buddy.
Ya.
God bless Boiler hardball.
All right, I think that went well.
Did you? It's a good bit.
Yeah, it's good. We've only got, what,
I like that,
nine more people?
I like
room?
That Bill. Yeah, there's right. like so many people
Tell,
in the waiting room.
Have him send us the link so we could jump on their Zoom.
It's probably on Twitter, but then we wouldn't be recording
oh,
on
damn.
Your Zoom. We'd have to get their recording for our show, which isn't that hard, but it complicates things. I like that Billy and Stugatz have found a niche of just farming out
content
to fans and being like, look, fan participation. And it's like,
All right, let's let everybody in at once.
Oh, Lord.
Let's do it.
No.
Just for well, 2 minutes. 2 minutes. I
people are crazy.
But wait, when we let everybody in, how do we get all of them out?
By ending the Zoom.
Yeah, we end the Zoom.
Yeah.
We right.
just land
right.
the plane.
Are we at
over.
That? Are we landing the
plane? Yeah, all right. Just land the plane.
All right. Let's do it.
Let's admit everybody all at once.
Let's see what's up.
All right, buddies.
Hey, buddies.
Buddies, you're all here.
Hey, buddies.
Everybody turn your Zooms on.
Everybody's.
That's right, buddies.
God bless baseball, buddy.
Oh, my
buddy.
Guy from God Purdue's bless back. Let's go.
That's not the same
thing. Oh, my bad.
There's another guy from Purdue.
My bad, buddy.
Hey,
Super Bowl
buddies.
Week,
that
buddy.
Guy has a great mustache.
Yeah. Hello? Hey, hello. Everybody.
Don't sound so surprised, buddies.
Mystery Crate.
Why do we have three different guys with mustaches in here?
It's opening.
I think mine's the weakest.
Mustache is crazy, buddy. Yeah. Three-quarter sleeve guy. You're
my
the man,
man
buddy.
The Padres hat. Oh, and the Reds hat. Look at all this baseball representation. God bless baseball.
God bless baseball, buddies.
God bless baseball.
If you're in a school, somebody's talking to you, buddy. Please mute.
Please, buddy.
Yeah.
Come on, buddy.
There we go. Appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate all of you guys joining the Zoom, thinking you're going to see Stu Gotts and Billy and seeing me and Tony.
Yeah, and half Jeremy.
Yeah, half of Jeremy.
Roy's in the back, too.
Hey, how you guys doing, buddies?
Slightly off screen.
Not here.
Is that Pau? What's up, buddy?
Gasol?
Oh, what's up, buddy? Hey.
All right, buddies, what's your question? Everybody at once, what's your question? Everybody unmute and ask your question.
Tache, what's up with this Edwin Diaz thing, huh?
Whoa, 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 whoa. What was the question?
Something about Edwin Diaz. Buddies, everybody's got to mute at the same time and talk at the same time. Let's go. Everybody's got a question. What is it?
Good. This is going well. How's this
Joey
going?
Joey Votto a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Joey Votto is a first
else,
ballot
buddy?
Hall of Famer.
Best Canadian baseball
Scott for your life. 10-day like Tony or Larry Bird?
Me. Next, buddy. Good question.
This might be our best mystery crate ever.
This is great.
Mine's not a question, but I promise you, I can beat you in a three-point contest.
Buddy, you wish. Not with that jacket on, buddy.
Hey, go Tigers, though, right? Am I right?
Hey, I'm from Boise, Idaho. What do we all think of the blue turf?
Love it, buddy. More blue turf.
Big fan of potatoes.
Yeah. Yeah, big time.
Kellen Moore. Love a French fry.
Love Kellen Moore.
Yep.
Love beating Oklahoma.
Greatest college quarterback of all time.
Prize.
Statue of Liberty, buddy. Proposals, buddy.
Check the numbers.
All right.
Bingo. Who else got a question? That's about it. Everybody else left.
All right. I need you guys to
Because they should. They should.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Everybody is right to do what they did.
All right. Let's let in this one guy.
All right. One more.
Tony,
one more guy.
Jack, have a seat.
Up there with Billy in terms of chaos agents.
The evil cat. All right, let's wait for this one guy.
Somebody's joining.
Let's pounce on him when he gets in. Take it away.
Who do you guys think the new EP should be?
I wanted to throw my hat in the ring.
You wanted to throw your own hat in the ring.
Throw your own hat, but throw it in your house. Okay.
All right, he did it.
Nice. Anybody else? My boy with the beard at the end. Toss that hat. Let's go.
No, it's a Steelers hat.
Toss it.
There we go. Tossing his hat into the ring. We love it.
There you go. Yeah.
No more hats. Our last buddy didn't want to join.
Yeah, Hashi's struggling. Well, I think this went great.
Do you?
Yeah.
Guys, thank you for being a part of Mystery Crate, buddy.
My thanks for thanks for inviting us. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Zoom.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, Dan.
Dan's not here right now.
Yeah, everybody else.
Just us.
Yeah. All right, buddies.
All right, buddies.
See you later. Thanks for the support, buddies.
See you, buddies.
Bye, buddy.
Nice
Bye,
coffee, buddy.
Let's recap what just happened.
What the hell just happened?
So we were stuck in the main studio for 30 minutes while someone was on Zoom.
What if somebody's still there?
Waiting for them to do a segment with Dan while we were supposed to do Mystery Crate. So we scrambled. We went in the side room. Roy set us up with the mixer. We got microphones. We got chairs. We got headsets. We sat down. Billy Gill joined us. Juju Gotti joined us and then left. Billy Gill tweeted out a link to our Mystery Crate Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of random strangers came in.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Most of them didn't talk and just stared at us.
Correct.
For several minutes.
They were very confused.
And now we're done.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, let's go around the room. Roy, what do you got?
All right. Montgomery and Company, we have Angel McCautry, who played with Renee on Atlanta. They shared stories about facing each other in college. And then because Miami, we have John Morgan. Morgan and Morgan talking about
Morgan and 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 Morgan and
John Morgan of Morgan and Morgan.
That's correct. They talk about the new insurance laws that Florida has passed that will screw the residents.
Wow.
Sounds right.
Jess, what do you got?
Love insurance talk. Off the Looking Glass. Just kidding, Roy. I will listen. I do love Because Miami.
Thank you. You're the only one. Thank you.
Off the Looking Glass, Kate and I did a mailbag episode, answered fan questions. On Golic and Smitty, we had Gojo on, talked about NFL free agency, Outer Banks, all the good stuff.
March
Madness, terrible show. We'll get to that later. What else do I have? Oh, DNF next week. None this week. No race this week. There is a race this weekend, so we will have one next week.
Gotcha. DNF, do that. Buddy. What do you got?
I hate this version of Tony. So. Yeah. It's terrible.
Everybody should listen to Too Many Men. They're doing really great work on the hockey front. Playoffs are coming along, so they're doing really great stuff over there. Listen to everything else that we do for the entire network. Go to YouTube. Go do everything. I'm just going to plug everything.
Great job, buddy. Appreciate that, buddy. YouTube, Levitardo Friends, MMA Hangout. We will not be doing one. We're actually going to the fights. We'll be having some content out there. GG's whenever I get around to doing it. And Roy, do the thing.
Okay, goodbye.
Just realized we never got to GG.
I said okay, goodbye! The playoffs have started in basketball and hockey, and there's really only one way that I can enjoy it. For me, drinking Miller Lite while the action is going on makes the game that much more exciting and that much more delicious. A lot has changed over the years, but one thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. So what do you look for in a light beer? Great taste or less filling? For me, it's great taste and less filling. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right at your door, visit MillerLite.com/crate, C-R-A-T-E. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.